Free Brooklyn.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. Was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. Can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. Go. Make a change, just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. All the times that I've cried, keeping all the things I knew inside, it's hard.
but it's harder to ignore it. This if they were right, I'd agree, but it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
Oh boy, you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right.
It's crazy. I'm running off my phone. They deleted Google off of the laptop in here. I can't with these people.
Well, when you show up late.
When you show up, well, I was sitting in traffic. I was almost out of gas. It was a disaster. It was a total disaster. But what are you going to do?
So
you know,
visiting your mom on Father's Day?
Visiting my mom on Father's Day. Yeah, so. Yeah. You know how
upstate
that goes.
New York.
Upstate.
I like seeing the clock. Turn it over a little bit over just a little bit so I can see the clock. Because at the end of the show, there you go. There you go.
Can you see
That's
it?
Nice.
You can see that clock?
Yeah. I can see it.
Nice.
4:07. No, it's 7:07.
7:07. Yeah, it's 7:07
so
here.
This is Dave and Giggles.
Yeah.
Let's get our heads screwed on straight.
Let's get them straight.
Dave's in Brooklyn. Yeah. I'm in Colorado. But yet we make it work.
Yeah.
We make the long distance relationship work.
we make the long distance relationship work, and you know, like, this is our time to connect.
The only time you'll talk to me in the whole week.
I know. Well, last night was actually really interesting. I was going to take your call, but shit blew up at my house and it got like real crazy. So one of my roommate's friends texted me and goes, hey, can I spend the night at your house tonight? And my roommate wasn't around. He's been gone for like months.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, like what's happening? He's like, I'll tell you when I get there. And I don't like to tell other people's stories, but it was absolutely insane. So he lives in Bed-Stuy and he was dating this like local Bed-Stuy girl who like grew up in Bed-Stuy or something like that. And like, she's like a local Bed-Stuy girl. Mm-hmm. And, she like confessed her love to him and he was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to break up with you. And shit turned sour. Like he was like about to
she
go
got
to,
mad.
She got like ferociously
mad.
She showed up at his house like the day after, probably drunk, and was like laying on his bell to get into his apartment. And he ignored it for a while. And then eventually he was like, all right, let me let her in, I guess, and see what's going on. And she came in. And she had a bottle of wine. She started pouring the wine all over his bed, shattered the bottle over his bed. She took his laptop, smashed it on the floor, started stepping on it, pouring wine on it, took his phone, smashed it, poured wine all over it, took a knife from the kitchen and started slashing all of his paintings. And
he's an artist.
He's an artist. And he's also
an artist.
He's in grad school and she took all his work and shredded it up. And the whole time he was sitting there going, well, I'll just let this happen. And then he was like, hey, you're like fucking up my stuff. I'm going to call the cops. She's like, you do that, I'm going to tell them you hit me.
Jeez.
So that's what I was dealing with last night when you were trying to call me. So that's
somebody else's drama.
Somebody else's drama. But
you know what I gotta say to that? Do you know what I gotta say to that?
What do you gotta say to that?
Don't stick your dick in crazy.
Don't stick your dick in crazy. Never do that.
I mean, that's
it's the easy answer.
Some of us have done it.
Yeah.
You know, we've all done it, but just don't make it a habit.
Don't make it a habit. Definitely do not.
So you
make
let
it
him
a
stay
habit.
At your place. That was nice.
That was nice of me. Yeah. So yeah, all last night we were like hanging out. He brought some beers over. We were talking, and he's like, "What should I do?" And I was like, "I don't know,
I'd
probably move out." And he was like, "I don't think I can move out." But he's like, "I guess I got to go back." So he was going back there today. So we'll get some kind of an update, I suppose. But the story definitely got a little, it took even more of a twist, which was really funny. So he had his phone destroyed and his laptop destroyed. So he had nobody to call and he wasn't going to stay there. So, she did come back.
She ruined all of his stuff.
She ruined all of his stuff.
He should have called the cops.
He should have.
I would have called the cops.
She threatened. She threatened to call. She threatened to say that he beat her.
That's why you film everything.
I know. That's why.
That's why you, well, and don't. Don't give, we should get this guy to call in.
I know, I should get Sam to call in. But, So he was like, so she ended it, and he was like,
or get her to call in.
I know we should get her to call in, but she ended it and was like, all right, if I see you on the street, don't acknowledge me. We're done. I got it out of my system. I never want to see you again. And then she leaves. And then a couple hours later, she came back and she came back with another guy, and she started throwing rocks through his window.
How old is she?
I don't know.
She sounds like she's 19.
She's probably young.
Who throws? Yeah.
Yeah. So he was worried that she's had like a whole bunch of people with her. So he was like, all right, I got to slip out of here. So basically he jumped out of his window, packed a to-go bag, and just took off. Mm. And then found his way. He was like, the only number I knew that I had, he said he found his iPad and looked through all of his emails and found a number of a girl he used to sleep with and also broke her heart, and she was pissed at him. And he's like, hey, you think I can crash at your place tonight? And he went there and he spent the night with this girl, told her the whole story, and she's like, what the fuck did you come here for? And eventually he said that she gave him her old phone and said, here, never call me again. Wow. That was the
sounds
end of
like
that.
This guy might be might have some issues.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He was saying
to get to the bottom of this.
I know. We should bring him in. He's
he
quite
likes angry women.
He likes angry women. He likes he just likes making a mess. He likes making a mess.
Yeah.
So here we are.
That sounds like the total opposite of me.
Yeah, that is.
I got a story for you. So years ago.
So first of all, I want to say one thing though. Happy Dead Dads Club Day. You know, happy Father's Day to you, to everyone out there, and everyone in the Dead Dads Club world that we are in.
Yeah, we got to get more people in it.
Yeah,
we got to promote this a little bit more, because I think it's a great way to just open up a little
bit. It is.
You know?
It is.
Just to, you know, talk about your dead dad.
Let's hear about him. Let's hear about your dead dad.
Oh, I was going to tell a better story.
All right, go ahead.
So I got this story. So this is not really a great character story for me, you know, but these are the things I like to talk about, because it's like therapy, you know, you get out of there. Years ago, I was dating this other girl, and we were at this apartment, and we came back from like a night of like going out to dinner and drinks or whatever, and this one girl, who I won't say her name, let's just call her Carla, her boyfriend lived in the same apartment that I did.
Okay.
You know? So he was a roommate, but he was out of town, and I was like, Carla wanted to stay the night, and I was like,
not a good idea.
You know, it's a small apartment. I was like, you could probably go home, you know, but she wanted to like to stay over.
Sure.
And I basically told her no. I was like, you got to go home.
You got to go home.
You got to go. I was like, I kind of want the apartment to myself. I was like, your boyfriend's out of town.
Oh, no. When was this? You know, when was this?
This was years ago. Oh, like 9 years ago.
Oh, no.
8 years ago when I was, I lost video of you. I can't see.
I know. Hold on. I got things back online with the laptop, so I'm gonna get that thing going. Give me 1 second.
All right. But you gotta let me know when you do this stuff.
I know. Believe me.
Can't just cut my video feed.
Jump in on it and just expect you to understand what I'm doing. I understand that. Yeah. So tell me about Carla. Is it Carla?
Yeah. Her name's Carla. But I basically told, well, Carla's not a real name. I just didn't want to say it.
Obviously.
Over the air. But I've since apologized. We're since friends. You know, we've patched our repairs. But it was kind of a dick move on my part.
Yeah.
You know, when I look at the whole picture, I was like, I could have just let her stay there. I mean, she has a key. It's, you know, it's fine. You know, like, it's her boyfriend's place. I can't be like, yo, you can't stay here.
Yo, get the hell out of here.
Get the hell out. But when you live with people, you know, and you live with a lot of people, when you have the chance to have the apartment to yourself, it's kind of like gold. It's golden.
It's golden. You know? It is.
Yeah.
It is.
And especially when she had her own apartment in the city, I was like, you could just go back to your
place. Maybe she was looking for a little action. Maybe she was like, listen, the boyfriend's away.
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
was this somebody we both know together?
Yeah, maybe. That's, in a fantasy world.
In a fantasy world. Maybe.
No, I think,
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get you.
I apologize. We moved on.
We've moved on.
We're family.
All right, so I didn't get a chance to play the opening. So I'm going to play the opening. I'm going to hang up on you here, and I'm going to call you over on the other one. So give me 2 seconds. Let's do this. All right, you got me? You with me?
Yeah, I'll be fine. All right.
I'm just going to hang up on that dude and just call him right back. You know, that's just how it goes. All right, let that go. And then this, for the sake of argument, because I like you guys, and we're gonna make things happen. He's just not gonna answer his phone.
You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch.
You can't stop it.
I gotta say that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here. Enjoy it.
It's ODG. Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Seriously, guys. Fort.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show.
We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good.
The intro gets me every time.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles. Really big.
Big.
I could probably outline that, every line of that. Maybe it's time to come up with a new intro since I know it so
time.
Well.
Yeah.
I love that intro,
though.
I wanted
to do a new one.
Yeah, we should do a new one. I wanted to get you over on this thing because...
Work on your headroom here.
Oh, okay, right.
Work on your headroom. Look at your shot that I'm... There you go.
Right, I wasn't looking at it.
Spin me a little bit.
All right, hold on a second. I wanted to get you on this phone line. Does that work for you? Look at that. You can see it now.
Look at you.
Hey. Making things happen. I wanted to get you on this thing and free up my phone because Susan emailed me again today.
With Susan with the castle?
Susan with the castle. And,
well, I just texted Zach, too. I said, if you want to talk about
acid stuff, tell him to join in. But Susan was like, she was basically saying, do you want to come here and do a broadcast between now and July? And I was like, yeah, of course we would want to do that, but I don't think we'll be able to get out there. But she wanted to also talk about some festival that's out there where they, she'll tell us more about it, but it sounded horrible, where they like celebrate animal, like dogs and cat meat, where they have a festival of like dogs
terrible.
And cat meat. Yeah, and she was like, I'm like protesting this and I want to talk about the protest. So I encourage her to call in to talk about it, but that's why I wanted to free everybody up, you know?
We're either going to talk about acid or dog meat.
I mean, isn't it all the same? Like when you're on acid? What is something like when you've had a mind-altering experience? We've all been there, drunk, whatever it is going to be. What are some things that you like you came to understand and kind of went, oh, I see the world a little differently now? Definitely not dog meat.
No, dog meat.
Definitely when I've been altered, I've definitely have eaten meat and been like, oh, this is terrible. Like, I shouldn't be doing this.
No, you need to be like eating a plant.
Yeah.
Like eating like a strawberry.
Yeah.
Or like a watermelon.
Yeah,
not
something.
Like a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
You're like eating a...
Ooh, you feel like you're just eating that cow.
Is this a... did you hear about this story? I don't know if it's an urban legend or not, but the guy who got his foot amputated... And he served it to his friends. Did you hear about
this? Yeah, I did see that. And he fed it to his friends. And I think he fed it to him unknowingly. Like he just cooked it
terrible.
Up and fed it to him.
Who does that?
I don't know.
Jeez.
And all the talk and glory. Susan is joining us now. Hey, Susan. Is she there? Hello, Susan. You there?
Hello. Yes, I'm having a bit of trouble with the audio.
Oh, well. We can hear you loud and clear.
Story of our lives.
Story of our lives.
Story of our lives. Now, can Susan hear me?
I don't know.
I just can't hear you.
You can't hear us? What
hello?
About? Who, hello.
Hey.
Hey. We got a lot of
what's
things.
On?
Hey, what's happened? Who's this?
This is Zach. I'm just chilling. I was on the show last
I know
week.
Who you are, Zach.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second. Let's see if we can get Susan going on here. Susan, can you hear us?
Yes, yeah, I can just about hear you.
I'm calling from a job.
All right, Zach, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, hold on a couple minutes. All right, give us a second to get our bearings straight. All right.
All right, man.
All right. I like that kid. He's a good kid.
Yeah.
Susan, what's happening?
Okay, that's better.
What's shaking, Susan?
Yes, I'm. Well, it's the you. It's the dog and cat meat festival in Yulin. Now, Yulin's in China.
the Chinese. Okay.
This is not the Irish.
It's not
the
Irish. I thought it was, something
eat
closer to you.
And cat meat.
That sounds terrible.
And,
so
and you're protesting this? Tell us about this, Susan.
No, it's...
Go ahead, Susan.
Well, this has been... This festival only started in 2009. We've been, since we found out about it, we've started we've been, well, everyone, I think, that knows about it, that's been horrified by what goes on out there, where they go through 1,000 dogs a day.
Jesus.
Which are crammed into cages and taken to the to Yulin for the festival. Some of them are stolen, some of them are lost pets, and some of them are just bred for to take to Yulin, where they're skinned alive, burnt their fur off, boiled alive, and you know, served as meat, basically.
That's so
cats
terrible.
As well.
I think
coming up. This is the 21st. When's that? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Yeah, no. Is it tomorrow? I think you're right. That's terrible, Susan. No, it's in 4 days.
It's a few days.
Yeah,
I don't know my days.
I think I did hear about this, and I heard they go around the cities and collect all the strays, and then they like go and like buy other people's dogs and they steal other people's dogs, all for this horrible, horrible thing.
Yes, I mean. They pretended they were going to ban it last year. They put out a note about 2 weeks before and said it was being banned, and then it just went ahead. So, you know, because there was so much. I mean, there's many celebrities that get involved. You know, Ricky Gervais does a lot with it, and a lot of other celebrities come out and about this time of the year and try to get it more awareness so that people can, you know, put their voice to it. And I mean, obviously not just other countries. I mean, China itself, you know, there's a lot of people in China that are working hard to try and stop this from happening each year.
I'm sure. What are you are you doing anything online to make aware of this? Can we go anywhere and see anything?
We run a magazine, Animals Right, which goes out, it's WRITE, Animals Rights, because it's supposed to be animals writing. but we put that out every 2 or 3 months, which goes out online. And I think, I'm sure that the site is running, I think it's animalsright.co.uk, but there should be an animalsunite.co.uk. But, I mean, if you just tap Yulin in, Yulin Dog and Cat Meat Festival, or even just Yulin now, there'll be lots of information on it and lots of charities that are dealing with it and trying to help. The Humane International does quite a lot with it.
Yeah. Susan, it says here that... Susan, can you hear me?
Can you still hear me?
Yeah, yeah. Mike's
I don't know if Susan
can hear me.
I don't know if she can hear you either, but Giggles has a question. So ask your question, and if you can't hear him, I will cipher it through.
Well, it basically says they're like boiled and skinned alive.
Yeah, she was saying that they were. Oh, go ahead. Yeah, she was saying that they're like boiled and skinned alive and stolen. It's quite awful, Susan. The world we live in is just getting, I feel like it's getting worse.
Yeah, I think the main thing, I mean, obviously, you know, we do terrible things to animals anyway, and they're eaten, etc. But the thing that makes this so bad, of course, is that, you know, some of these dogs are German Shepherds. I mean, it doesn't matter what sort of dog it is, sure. Really, but these are very intelligent dogs that are used for helping people in all sorts of different ways.
Right.
And here they are being, I mean, the way they're transported with 20 dogs in a crate where they can't move even, you know, to twitch their noses sort of thing is really beyond anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's really tough because I also, you know, talk about like that with animal cruelty with like chickens and stuff like that. They're lambs and all that stuff. They're treated the same way. So you feel so horrible about it. And the dogs are really bad, obviously. The dogs is the intellectual of a dog and the idea that they're supposed to be man's best friend and we're going to eat them. It's terrible.
Man's best meal.
Well, I think the thing here as well is that we treat the lambs badly, but we don't necessarily, you know, burn their fur off while they're alive
and then
carry on cooking them while they're still alive. I mean, that's...
It's terrifying.
Sort of a little bit
I don't know if Susan further. Can hear me, but
and I mean,
is,
it's called the Lychee Festival because
China.
They have lychees with them.
Just China.
Yeah. Susan, this is tough, and I don't know
downer.
Even it's a downer, and I don't even know where to go from it. I just
rang you to down your program.
I know, you did. It's okay. It happens. People do it to us all the time. I mean, I would suggest people to go find out about it, make yourself known about it, tell five people about it, so eventually we can get this gone. You know.
Well, yes, and that was, you know, the idea with, I think, the castle competition at least got that message out quite a lot. We had a lot of people that had never heard of it, and now we have a lot of people who are doing all sorts of things for it.
That's good.
So, if we can do that more, that would be great. So
that would be great. I had one experience when I was younger. I went to Iceland, just, you know, to go to Iceland and backpack around a little bit. And while I was, guy needs water. While I was there, I had a whale. I had like a little bit of whale, and I was like, "Oh, this is like what Icelandic people do." And they eat whale and they have that. And like, as I was eating it, I felt really bad and I felt really wrong about it. Mm. And, but I was like, this is like a traditional thing. So I kind of pushed past that to be like, okay, this is a traditional thing, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And when I, left, I experienced Iceland a little bit more, and I went up to the top of their mountain kind of thing where their church was, and there was protesters everywhere, and they were protesting saying that, you know, the whale that they feed here, the locals don't eat this. This is a total tourist thing. Do not eat the whales. And then, of course, I felt horrible, even worse. Yeah. But I mean, it was just like the idea that like you're gonna do this and then promote it as something, and it's just for tourists, and it's just so horrible. And awareness is the only thing we can do. And that's why I felt, you know, to tell other people, don't do this. This is not a local thing. You know, awareness is the only way we can get things across.
Yes. I mean, there was a thing as well that people have obviously rescuers and stuff, which is great. But some people have been buying the dogs, and that's kind of created another problem out there, which now, of course, they're getting more dogs so that they could sell dogs to people that are actually trying to buy them to save them. So it's not really helping.
Hey. Anything
to buy the dogs.
They are.
There has to be a way to, you know, kind of go and rescue the dogs, get a little mercenary group out there or something.
No, I think we're going to have to. So also give us a little update on the castle. What's happening with the castle? I feel like this is going an ongoing bit for the rest of my career, which I love. We'll talk about the castle. How's that going? You gave me an invite to come out there and do a show from there, which I would love to do. I know that Giggles may not be able to do such a thing because he's got a baby coming, but maybe one day I'll get out there. Hopefully sooner than later. But how's it going?
Well, that would be good.
It would be good.
I mean, you're more than welcome. And when we do have a very old recording studio at the top.
Really?
In the most haunted area of the castle.
Really?
And you could go up there on your own, of course, because no one else will go up there. No, it's fine. It's just that it's way up the top of the place, and it's, you know, on the fifth floor.
That's great.
Stairway.
I'm going to talk to one of my friends. One of my friends does a ghost show. And he was working on a show that was shooting in London. So I'll talk to him about it and see if we can get out there and do an episode there. That would be great. That would be so much fun. I would love to find a ghost in your castle, Susan.
Well, if you're lucky, they won't find you.
That's true. Hopefully they're not bad ghosts.
No, they're all very friendly. They're all good guys.
All right, Susan, we're gonna run, but thanks for calling. The festival, which make people aware of, don't eat dog. I mean, it should be as basic as don't eat dog. Okay, I won't eat dog. Do something about that, and then we'll keep us updated on the castle, and we'll get things working on that. We'll try to help you sell it. I mean, that's best we can
do. Okay. Thanks very much.
All right, bye, Susan.
Take care.
I mean, Susan might be our biggest fan.
Yeah.
She really is.
She's our only friend with a castle.
She is. She has a castle. Zach, are you there, buddy? Tell him to call back. I think he hung up. No, He said he was at work. Yeah. Tell him to call back.
Zach and Susan always call at the same time.
At the same exact time. We're really bad at producing that.
Both have interesting stories.
Yeah.
We have to. I didn't know Susan was calling in.
Yeah, no. She was emailing me today, so. You know, she's a last minute, but I'm always a fan of Susan because she listens every week. So.
She can't hear me.
She can't.
So that's a technical thing you got to figure out. She can't hear me.
Well, she's on my phone. I'll figure something out next week. I'll figure something out. I know she's going to call back again next week, so we'll figure it out.
I think this is like a sort of a radio affair we're having with Susan.
Well, see, I know we
she
are.
She calls in. She's like this wealthy woman with a castle. And
I know. I know.
I'm trying to go to Ireland in October.
Really?
But yeah.
With the whole fam?
Luxury. Maybe. I don't know. There's a luxury wedding conference out there.
Listen, if you can work it out so that you go alone, yeah. I'll meet you there and we'll go visit Susan.
So many times.
We'll go visit Susan.
So many times.
What are you talking about? You come to New York all the time. I know.
That would be awesome.
That would be really fun. That would be so hilarious.
We could, I hate to say it, but we could make a much better video than the last one.
We gotta do something about that rap video that she has out there.
It can't be the first thing somebody with a lot of money sees and says, I wanna buy this castle.
Let me buy this place. Yeah. I know. It's rough. I think we could help her out. Maybe get her a little bit better produced rap song or something, you know? I think we could do it.
Yeah.
But
I've been looking at land lately.
Yeah.
That's been my thing. Looking at land and like scooters.
Me too. I've been looking at scooters too.
Dude, so my buddy just it's actually a real motorcycle, but it's like a $2,000 motorcycle out of California.
Okay.
And he bought it and he's like, it's sweet. It's street legal. It's got great tires. Like
we have to get your license.
You gotta get a license, yeah. But I can get that.
Yeah. That's no problem. That's easy. It's like a 1 day class, 2 day class. You can do it.
I want to take this thing over the mountain passes.
Mm.
I was looking at some of the maps and stuff, and I was like, oh, like that's what I want to. I don't want to take a car or like a Jeep over these passes.
You
want to
take a motorcycle.
Let's do the bike.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you ever see there's an episode of like Modern Family where the dad, whatever his name is, for Married with Children, lets his son-in-law ride his bike, and he like takes it through the mountains, and he's like feeling like a man, and he stops. And he's like, the bike becomes too heavy and he falls over and he gets stuck under the bike. I could see that becoming you.
No, these are smaller bikes. These are, you know,
easy
to work on. I don't want to do like, what do you call it? Out in the street, because people will kill you. You get on a motorcycle, somebody's going to kill you.
Yeah.
We all know somebody that's died,
bad.
You know,
it's bad.
By a motorcycle. It's bad. I just want to do the back roads, like the dirt trails and stuff like that. And like
you should get a dirt bike or like some kind of dirt bike. Do some off road.
Well, Coleman, I've been looking. So for $600, Coleman makes this mini bike. And it's got like gallon and a half.
That's too small for you.
It's too small. Yeah, it's definitely too small, but it's like it's one of those nostalgic things.
Yeah. You know, I remember.
Easy, you know.
Yeah. But we all wanted that as a kid. We all wanted that bike as a kid. And you just want to be a kid again. But you're a man. You're a man. You could buy a motorcycle and have a full size motorcycle and not a mini scooter that you won't even be able to you won't even fit on.
Well, I don't need a full size motorcycle, but I either want to buy some land or buy a motorcycle, and I don't know if I'm having like a midlife crisis.
You totally are,
but like, you know,
you're freaking out. I can see it.
Yeah,
you're panicking. You're in panic mode.
It's all right, man. We got the minivan.
Yeah, you got the minivan. I actually had a conversation. I had a couple conversations with my sister, and she was showing me a house that she wanted to buy. But she doesn't, because she's a hairdresser. So on the books, she makes like no money because all of her money is like cash. So she won't be able to get a house. She won't be able to get a mortgage with the amount of money that she has.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, maybe let me think about it. Maybe if we go look at this house and you really, really like it, I'll be a cosigner for you. And then you just pay me rent.
Yeah.
So.
Money, you got money?
I got some money, but I mean, I got a good credit. I could help her out, you know.
You got good credit. People like you.
Yeah, people like me.
Yeah,
but then also she was telling me that she wants to do like a 23andMe thing, and she wants
the genetics
thing. So she wants to find out the all this backstory, but also she wants to find out, because my mom doesn't know who her father is.
She's going
to
get you arrested.
I know. That's what I was worried about.
DNA swapped.
I know. That's what I'm worried about.
Get somebody.
Exactly.
Knock at your door.
Exactly.
Like, we've traced your DNA.
We've traced your DNA. Come with us. Let's go. But my mom
to a fish show in 1998.
In 98, you did something horrible. I wouldn't put it past me because I don't know what I was doing in 98. But my mom, my sister wants to do this for my mom because my mom doesn't know where her father is. So she wants to see if she could track down who her father is.
Father. Oh, yeah. This sounds like a documentary.
It does sound like a documentary.
Start now.
Yeah.
We'll get who is it? The soothsayer, or what's her name? The psychic that she loves.
The Long Island Medium one. Yeah, we can totally do that. That would be amazing. Yeah.
I create reality shows all the time.
We need to come up with one. Yeah. We do need to come up with one.
Everybody wants to be in their own reality show.
Yeah.
We know this.
Yeah. We know this. Everybody does want to be in their own reality show. I was hanging out with, I went to a party the other day where it was like a 40th birthday party, and the husband of the woman who's turning 40 has his own show where he goes for restaurants all over the city, and then it broadcasts in like Long Island. So he's like a reviewer.
Yeah.
And he gets paid.
Cable access.
He gets paid a ton of money to do this. And I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? You know, like I want.
Come out. And I've got tons of show ideas. Come out. We'll shows.
Do some shows.
And
all right, pitch me a show.
Oh God, I got a good one. I was thinking of like a single mom documentary.
Yeah.
Or like a young like you follow young children that kind of like take care of themselves. I think they call them like latchkey kids.
Latchkey kids.
They're
sure.
They're basically you come. You know, their moms are working or their dads are working or something like that. It's just like they're struggling, but yet they're still like. I don't know. I've kind of wanted to do some like little mini docs.
All right, I could see it. I could see a little mini doc. I don't see a reality show there, but it's a little mini doc.
Here's another one.
All right,
pick up where Mike Rowe left off. You know, the dirty jobs.
Yeah,
or like something like uncommon jobs, or some sort of like, you know, just everyday jobs, or jobs that are in demand. You know, like
that's true. Or jobs that are dying. Like I find that could be a really interesting thing. Like. Go around and like the start. You could start with goddamn like coal mines. Like those jobs are dying.
Those guys are.
And you could go and find out like why these jobs are dying. Who's working for them? What do they expect? And then move on from there. And you can go to the next job that's dying. And you know like freaking.
It's just a really depressing.
It's
show.
A really depressing show, but it's true. It's like automation is taking over every aspect of everything.
Yeah. You gotta have an uplifting sort of side to it. You can't just be like, well, these are all the jobs that are dying.
Sure, but nobody's I mean, if you do that. You can
you
be like, okay,
these are the jobs that are dying, and then this is what the people are doing in like a new sector.
Right, exactly. You know? With like coal, you could then move to like solar panels. You could move to wind power, and then with like say I don't know whatever anything else is going to be. There's always something that's going to take over, and another job that's going to be created.
Yeah.
What do you
hot topic. Hot I really topic. Wanted to talk about it.
All right.
Kids at the border.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean.
It's so out of control.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really want to get into it, we could get into my hatred for Donald Trump. I mean, I have no qualms about it. This is where when my sister does a 23andMe, they're going to come after me because it's just out of control. Like the idea that a couple months ago, Trump and Sessions came out and said, we're coming up with a new policy, and it's going to be a zero tolerance policy. And here's the policy. And the policy was take the kids away from the parents at the border. Yeah. And then it goes on exactly like they said it was going to. And then all hell breaks loose because it's an awful, awful thing to do.
Yeah.
And then he says, oh, no, no, no. It was a Democrat's idea. This is their law. It's just absolutely maddening.
But it's not really a law that you have to separate
there's
children
no law.
From their parents.
There's nothing. There's nothing
that,
set in
that
stone.
That does sound... It is kind of scary, but it does sound kind of authoritarian.
It's totally just authoritarian.
It is kind of crazy.
It's nuts. It's absolutely crazy. And I like we're living in a world where like facts don't matter. We're living in a world where we're becoming the bad guy. Like what's happening is that Trump is now aligning us with new allies. We're realigning the world and we're aligning ourselves as the bad guys. And I mean, this is like, I don't want to say this is like Nazi Germany, but I feel like things are going in a wrong direction and I feel so helpless about it as to what we can do about it. And I'm sure that a lot of the Germans felt the same way, you know? I didn't want to go down the Trump road.
Itself.
I did not want to go down the Trump road, but it just makes me so mad.
Sometimes you need to.
Sometimes you need to
just get it out. It's a little bit therapeutic. You have to talk about it because if you just bottle it up, it just doesn't make
makes
sense.
You crazy.
I can't wrap my brain around it.
Yeah. You know? What was your take about it?
The thing that scares, I don't want to say scares, but like the thing that concerns me is like, and scares me a little bit, is the constant decreditation of the media.
Yeah.
I was like, listen, these guys are really just trying to do their jobs. I was like, if you didn't want to be president, and have your sort of life and your sort of history. That's why I didn't want to become mayor. You know what I'm saying? If you didn't want to become president and have your history, like all your shady dealings.
You never would have became mayor. We just would have had a good run in you running for mayor.
Well, I don't think I would have gotten the meeting in front of the council members because there was like 14 applicants and then only five they chose to be sort of, you know, interviewed.
Right. Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I wouldn't have been one of those five.
Yeah.
Definitely not. I have no experience.
No, not at all.
You know, anything.
Like, none at all. No. The thing about the Trump and media is he's even come out and said it. I can't remember her name, but she's like an old reporter. I think she's on Fox. And she asked him off camera and was like, why are you discrediting like all of these news sources? And he blatantly said, he was like, so that they believe, like everyone will believe me.
Yeah.
Just because
you guys say something bad about me, they won't believe it.
And yeah, they're not going to believe it, which is just absolute maddening. It's just crazy.
At least he didn't lie.
He's not. No, he doesn't lie.
I stumbled upon a horrible radio station on the way home the other night.
A Christian radio station?
Yeah, Christian radio station. You know, you're doing the old seek on the radio and you find like a radio station, like, oh, okay.
I do like local radio.
Yeah. And I heard this guy talking. It was the DJ. And he was basically like defending Trump from a Christian's point of view. Oh, and I was like listening to this guy try to defend it. And
I don't know
like,
how you do that.
Oh, God, you're grinding me, man. Like, it's just because he was like, people change. He's like, oh, you know, all my friends who are against Trump were like, you know, Christians who are against Trump were like, look at what he's done and what he said. And the guy was basically like, people change. You know, I was like, he can, you know, and I was like, buddy, how do you do that? How do you defend this guy?
You can't. You know? You can't.
That's, I think, the most beautiful thing about being an American is that you can say, this is wrong. I don't agree with this. I'm against this. I don't understand this, you know, and stand up for it.
I know.
Because you got to do something, man. People are always talking about like, you know, moving out of country and doing this. I was like, listen, man, this is a good country. We just got some bad apples.
Just got some bad apples running it right now. I know. I've been thinking lately, Mick. Maybe like all this kind of came about at the right time, where Susan has this mansion in Ireland, and maybe that's what I should do. Maybe I should just get out and go start a new life.
Southern Scotland, isn't it?
Southern Scotland. Yeah. Maybe that's what I should be doing.
Just buy a castle.
Buy a castle.
Should have bought that Jeep that I sent you.
That was a nice Jeep.
That was a nice Jeep. Manual.
Yeah.
Blue.
Yeah. It had a lot of miles, but they all have a lot of miles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You take that out here. You buy that Jeep. You take it out here to Colorado. Bro,
yeah.
You're going to find a wife.
Bro. What's happening with Deb? What is going on with Deb?
It's official. She branched out. So Deb is now her own business. She's her own sex therapist. She was working for some other, what do you call it? Some other company. Because they were doing all the booking and stuff like that. And she got her own thing. Oh, yeah, she'd get her in.
Yeah, I'm going to tell her to call.
She's doing her own thing, which I'm proud of. You know, Deb and I, you know this. We started our business together.
I know.
And she branched out because she wanted to do the sex therapy and not the the editing, which is fine. Hey, I agree with that.
I know. And she paid you out, which must have been nice for you, right?
Well, I paid her out.
Oh, you paid her out, which must have been not nice for you, right?
Well, I mean, it was, you know. If I go, we've said this, and this is getting me on radio, on record now saying this, but if I do make it really, really big, promise to like give her some cash.
Really? So, is that in contract?
Yeah, I'll give her something.
All right. So, all right, let me ask you this question. What's the price where you would say, okay, I'm going to give you some money?
What do you mean? Like, what do I make?
Yeah, like, what do you pull in where you go, I just landed this deal. It's going to pay me X amount of money. All right, then I can give Deb some money.
Maybe like $100,000 gig.
$100,000 gig?
Yeah. Well, I've been wanting to write a movie or a short film lately.
About so I think that's my way kids?
Into the Emmys. Or not the Emmys, the Grammys.
You could do some daytime Emmy stuff, like local Emmy stuff. I mean,
some PSAs.
Latchkey, you want to do some PSAs?
Here we go.
Here, who's this? Deb.
It's Deb.
What's happening, Deb?
Deb, congrats. Congrats.
Thank you. Do you
remember when I told you when we separated and we parted ways and I said, listen, if I make it big, I'll give you some cash. Like if I hit it,
really, really nice.
I'm still waiting.
I just asked him what that number was. Like, what's the number at which you'd be like, all right, now I'm going to give Deb some money. He said $100,000, which is not that much money. So that's good for you.
Wait, making $100,000 a year?
No, like if he like landed a gig that paid him $100,000.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to be getting like commission for all the referrals, but you
but
know,
no, that didn't for that, one. That didn't happen.
It's coming. It's coming.
It's not coming.
There's times where I thought like, oh, it'd be nice to like write Deb a check for like $1,000. Like when I've had like a nice little pocket in the business account, I'm like, man, I should just surprise Deb and send her a check for $1,000.
Did you?
No.
No.
I thought about it.
Thank you for thinking about it. Uh-huh. Yeah, my bank account thanks you too.
Yeah. All right. So Deb, tell us what's going on. I was watching your news feed and Facebook, and you were like 3. And then you were like 2 and 1. And everyone was like, what are we talking about? What is this? Is this about the number of kids you have left in the house? Blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh, Deb's got something up her sleeve.
Yep,
so here it
Mike
is.
Mike got all pissy about it.
What did he get pissy about?
I don't know. He's like, ugh, cut it out.
What did you get upset about?
Sometimes Deb like will post some things about like, you know, sex, like personal sex. And I was like, Deb, we don't need to know this.
So like,
I and I was like, is it about the time my personal she's sex?
So you're thinking when she posted 3, you were like, oh, she had sex 3 times today.
If I have sex 3 times a day, I promise to post it.
Please do. So please happy. Do, Deb.
No, I was actually kind of counting down because I was under contractual obligations up until Friday. So it was kind of my way of getting some attention without saying what I wasn't allowed to say.
Sure.
Because it's a big deal.
Now you can say it.
Now I can say it. I have my own practice and it's just me and I love my office and Denville, New Jersey, right on Route 10.
So if you need a sex therapist. I love
your logo. Your logo's great.
It's good.
So Alana, your daughter, who just graduated art college, was it female art college or just like co-ed art college?
No, it used to be an all-girls school called Beaver College, but they changed the name to
Why
Arcadia
would they do
University.
That? Why well, would they name changed... an all-girls school Beaver College? Just...
Well, you know, they changed it because I think they changed it in 2010. And they changed it because no one could find it on the internet anymore without going to a porn site.
Yeah.
So they had to change the name.
Exactly.
They weren't ranking high on Google.
Right. So, yes.
She did a good job. So she's graduated. Is she back in the house?
She graduated, but she still has one semester of student teaching. So she has her BFA, and then she gets her teaching degree in the fall.
Well, congratulations to that kid. Very nice.
Thank you. And she just came home from Ireland today. She was there for a month.
Oh, I got a castle.
She should have gone to the castle.
She could have gone to the castle.
Maybe she
did. All right. So you have your own business. I want to know about this. So first of all, if you're living in Jersey, you're living in that area, you should go visit Deb and let her be your sex therapist.
It's not just sex therapy. It's family therapy now. Divorce therapy.
Well, I'm also a divorce mediator now, but I'm a couples therapist, and I specialize in sex therapy, but I have a sub specialty in kink-related sex.
Kink-related sex. I know all about it. So are you working as much as you were before, like the hours?
So far, yes. Yeah. But I just started on Friday, so I had some people on Friday, and... This week seems to be the same as last week, so I'm very happy.
Well, that's good. I think you should. I don't think you should be working like 80 hours a week anymore, though. I think that we should dial that back.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also think
I know you miss me.
I haven't seen you in forever, and I also think that we do need to start our sex chat with Deb, where we can get like a little snippet out of our show to like. Get some sex talks, get some sex therapy out there. We can get some people to call in. I think it would be wonderful for you.
I think it would be great. We keep talking about it, but I'm still waiting for my microphone. I think you bought it.
He did buy it,
but I still haven't gotten it.
Yeah, we'll send it to you. We'll get that going.
Oh, I left it at Dave's house. Didn't I leave it at your house?
Son of a bitch.
I left it when I stayed with Dave the last time. I left it at his house.
That's not a good mic. You were going to expect that mic to be her mic?
That mic was really crappy.
We'll get you a
good
mic. You
got to get her a better one. You got to set her up.
Yeah.
You got to set her studio up.
All right. I actually have a mic I think I could send you. Maybe we'll meet up for lunch one day, and I'll give you a mic. I'll give you a mic. We'll meet up for lunch.
These are all empty promises.
No, it's not, because we're not that far. We're not that far. You can come into the city. I'll treat you to lunch if you come to me.
Perfect.
Done.
I would love that.
All right, and then I'll get you a microphone, and then we'll set everything up. Oh, man, we only have 9 minutes left. All right, so, Deb, give us a topic of, like, what's happening in the world, in your world, as far as the therapy goes. Like, what is the hot topic these days?
I don't even know. Every week is different. Every week I find out that I have a topic of the week, and I'm trying to remember what the topic was last week. It seems like everyone kind of talks about the same thing, and then it's like, oh, that's my one. I don't even know. Honestly, last week was so stressful that because of the contract and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So, and I'm still, if you search for me on Google, it says I'm still working at my old place. I mean, it's a whole mess. I'm in Denville.
We need to talk off air. We need to get you a promo video up and at 'em. Let's make this happen.
They'll send you $1,000.
This is my $1,000 donation to you. Like, basically,
no,
Deb knows anytime she needs anything from me, she can get it.
I know. Yes, I have free video for the rest of my life.
That's true.
That's a definite.
That is a definite. Unless he can't do it that day.
No, he can't.
So how do you feel about, like, being on your own and not having that support net of like other therapists to bounce stuff off of? I'm sure you still do, but not at the proximity that you used to have, right?
Well, I was working so much that I literally was in my office with the door closed.
Mm.
So, but I still, you know, I still have all of my friends, and everyone's very, very supportive. And I was getting most of my own clients anyway on Psychology Today, if you look me up. I'm there. And that's how I get most of my clients, or referrals from other people. So,
sure. Isn't a referral pretty much like, cause we've all seen What About Bob, right? A referral is someone passing someone along who's just, I can't do anything with, right? Isn't that what
is? I get referrals from people that come to me who say to someone, oh my God, I have the best therapist. You have to go to her.
Oh, so like not other therapists saying, here's somebody I can't deal with.
Right.
Right.
Right. I mean, sometimes I get that. I mean, I get a lot of doctors. I get gynecologists or urologists that, you know, there's nothing physically wrong with someone, so they sent over to me because there's something emotionally wrong.
Mentally,
emotionally.
Isn't that all of us, you know?
Yeah, because once something happens, then that's all you think about, and you can't think and have sex at the same time. It's impossible.
You can't. You really can't. I mean, it depends on what you're thinking about, but you're right.
Well.
Obviously.
Sex is fantasy and friction. That's what I always say. And if really one of those good. Two things is missing, then it doesn't work.
Can we put that on on your card? Just put that right on the couch.
Oh, that's
sitting
beautiful.
On the couch.
Did you make that up, Deb?
No, my teacher did, actually, but it's perfect.
It is.
No, but in our house, it's a mouth is a mouth. That's our tagline in our house.
What does that mean?
House?
What does this mean?
Is that what you say before dinner?
A mouth is a mouth. Now eat, kids.
Bless this food.
Yeah, no. That's our tagline because it was a conversation once and someone in my family said a mouth is a mouth, so it doesn't matter. And it just became our family joke. So.
There's something very odd about your family, Deb.
There is something so odd right. about my family, and I love it.
Endearing, though.
I've
do love your family.
Deb. What's the future with all technology and all this? What's the future of sex in 20 years? With all the AI and virtual reality and just sort of, you know, what's going on? What do you think is going to happen in 20 years with tech and sex?
I don't think it's going to be any different. I think a lot of other things will be available, like the brothels that you have, you know, with sex dolls and AI dolls. But, you know, you still need people to get pregnant and you still want emotional connection. If you just want sex, that's different. But I think most people don't want just sex.
I was watching this thing the other day on Nat Geo, and it went through the timeline of history of population of the world. And it was really fascinating, obviously, because, like, up until, I want to say it was like 1400s, it was like very, very slowly going up. And then right around then, it went astronomically crazy out of control. It went from like 200,000 people or like 2 million people, 20 million people living on Earth to billions of people living on Earth. And one thing it talked about was how there's now a steady kind of leveling off, and it's not going up like it used to. And I'm sure there's a lot of factors involved with all of that, but I know that like China and like all those Asian countries where like there's a lack of women for all these men that are out there, and they're not
right, 'cause they kill female right, babies
exactly.
Right?
Exactly, but there's this whole movement of
dogs
like
and babies
of men cannot if they're with a woman they cannot get off, they cannot ejaculate with a woman because they're so used to doing it on their own, so that their levels of having children are on the decline. So I would say that like maybe you're right that like technology is not going to do much, but I do think if we were overpopulized and there's that issue, I do think that it could be an issue, and we could just become this kind of like technological, what do they call them? Incels, where it's just like right. involuntary
well,
celibate.
Less people are having sex. Less yeah. young adults are having sex because they're, you know, just on their computers. But that's, you know, I see a lot of young adults that can't ejaculate because a vagina or whatever body part is not going to feel like their hand.
A mouth is a mouth.
Hey, quick little story here. I worked with a trans person the other day.
Yeah.
It was great. I didn't ask her. Well, he was a she to a him, and I didn't ask her any offensive questions.
Then you should call him
very
him.
Respectful.
If it's a she
it was great.
Him,
I was
yeah.
like, you know what?
Him
you do
him.
You.
Him. It's a him. It's not a she. It's a him.
Well, it's a she to a him.
No, it's a him.
It's a him then.
To him?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't.
It's not yeah. she, if she wants to be a man, then she's a he.
Exactly.
Sure.
And you never refer to him by his prior name.
Sure.
His prior
right.
Demo.
Well, I said nice to meet you, man, when I met him. And I was like, ooh, I got it right. Because as I said that, I was like, oh, I think this is somebody that was transitioned. But I said, hey, nice to meet you, man. And I think, you know, I said that right.
That's good. Yeah. I'm proud of you for living in, for being woke, as it were. You're
so woke.
You could also ask.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's like, you know, like we've had on a lot of people from doing shows here where they don't want to be called she. They don't want to be called he. They want to be called they because they don't want to be typecast to anything. And I was actually listening to something. We only have a couple minutes left, but I was listening to something the other day where we should be getting to the point where government does not ask like your sex and maybe
or
that is or gender. Like maybe that's just something that we do away with.
True, but you know, I still have to ask for insurance purposes, and
sure,
you know,
but
the
I mean that might be the only reason we keep it around. But what if we didn't have that? What if we just, you know, like what if insurance just covered everybody like it should? You know,
wouldn't that be
nice?
Dream world, utopia, Dave. Real quick, yep. I've been watching Wild Country on Netflix.
Wild Country.
I kind of want to start my own cult.
I know.
I was like, I could do this.
How many episodes are you in? How many episodes are you in?
Just one.
Oh, that's the problem. Keep watching and we'll talk. Like,
yeah.
It gets
it
crazy.
Bad?
It gets
it's
insane.
Crazy. When are we going to Colorado?
Let's get together for lunch this week or next, and then we'll talk about it.
All right.
I'll bring you the mic, and we'll talk. We'll chat.
Okay.
All right. We're about done here. Michael's
right.
here. Hey, buddy.
All right. Love you guys.
All right. Love it, too.
Love
we'll
you
talk
too.
To you
bye.
Later.
All right. Bye.
Congrats
right.
on the going solo.
Yeah. Congrats.
Thank you.
See, now
thank
I know.
You.
I know.
Now I know when we're going to get cut off.
I know. We got 6 seconds. Thanks to Susan for calling in. Thanks for Zach. Sorry, buddy. We'll get you